Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And we're also told in Scripture that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Hebrews 6:17-18. The faithful God keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, which keepeth truth forever. The Father of lights, with whom in no variableness, neither shadow of turning, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Well, we've been listening to the Democratic National Convention. And good morning, J. Michael. You're up early as well. Glad to have you with us. We've been listening to the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, and we'll hear more of their lies tonight. And next week, we're going to hear the Republican National Convention and hear all of their lies. In one broad sweep, we can see what Trump and Pence and Biden and Harris are promoting. And what is it that they're promoting? They're promoting the exaltation of man, pure and simple. I heard Kamala Harris last night say, "I was taught you can be anything you want to be." Well, if that's the truth, why aren't you flying around, Kamala Harris? I haven't seen you take any personal flights recently. Yeah, J. Michael says he's been reading through the 30th and 33rd chapter of Jeremiah. That's very eye-opening, isn't it? Very eye-opening. But the difference between the truth and a lie is found in the reality of the one who cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. You know, and a lot of people don't know the difference between the truth and a lie. They don't understand the difference. God is not a man that he should lie. You know, and so he confirmed this to us by an oath, by the promise of the immutability of his counsel. You know, that's why we can trust in the fact when Jesus Christ says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life," that you can take it to the bank. That's why we can trust in the Lord forever. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26:4. Our trust is rooted and grounded in the fact that it's impossible for God to lie. Kamala Harris, every time she opened her mouth, she put forth a lie. The lie of Lucifer. What was the lie of Lucifer? "I will arise and be as God. I can be anything I want to be." He found out he couldn't be, didn't he? And this is the Luciferian lie that is perpetrated by both Kamala Harris and Joseph Biden and Donald Trump and Michael Pence, who says he's no longer a Roman Catholic, but he was a Roman Catholic, and now he's an evangel Catholic. because he believes that the Catholics are Christians. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, I will be like the Most High. Sounds like Kamala Harris. You can be anything you want to be if you set your mind to it. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:7-9. Nothing's changed. Satan has perpetrated this lie down through history, and man has grabbed a hold of it and taken off with it, haven't they? Satan did not accomplish his objective, and neither is Kamala Harris or Biden or Trump or Pence. God, through the prophet Isaiah, says, I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have showed where there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord. I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Isaiah 43:11-13. Yes, the Lord has proclaimed that no one can deliver himself. Only the Lord himself can save. Kamala Harris thinks she has all the answers. Barack Obama thought he had all the answers. Hope and change, hope and change. Donald Trump thinks he has all the answers. Look what I've done, Donald Trump says. Look at all the things I've done since I've been in office. Well, as a small child, I was taught the big lie, free will. And we've got Pence and Trump and Harris and Biden all promoting the same thing. It's all from the same corrupt tree. Yes, as Soyuz says, it's fairy tales. Scripture tells us there will come a time when they will no longer endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears and be turned unto fables. That's exactly what it is. All fables. Every time they open their mouth, they're shooting forth a lie. The lie of Lucifer. God was not mentioned one time in Kamala Harris's speech. Not once. It was all about what she's accomplished, her family, what she's done, and the exaltation of the creature. This is the total depravity of man. To take on an error and play as though they are God. It's just playing. It's just a falsehood that they're purporting. They have no truth in them. Lies come forth out of their lips. Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. And He came to save His people from their sins. And He completed it at the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Well, you know, it's amazing because some people have no regulating principle in their life. You know. Claiming to speak on behalf of the silent, this is Susay. Let's see what his philosophy is. Claiming to speak on behalf of the silent, invisible Lord of the universe while he hides away is not humility, it's the height of arrogance, actually. I say speak for yourself and let the gods speak for themselves for a change. Well, you know what? I'm not sure how you pronounce your handle, Soyasay or whatever it is. But if you don't believe that the word, if you do not believe the Bible is the word of God, then you and I have nothing in common. So you say. I see. So you say. Okay. It's not what I say, so you say. It's what the Word of God says. And if you don't believe the Bible, if you don't believe it is the inspired, inherent, infallible Word of God, then you have a problem. And by the way, you say, here's what So You Say says. So You Says has one particular idea about everybody else and what they should or shouldn't say, but he's quick to say what he has to say. Isn't that the height of hypocrisy, So You Say? I think so. You say to speak on behalf of the silent, invisible Lord. God is not silent, and he is not invisible. He has manifested himself in the person of Jesus Christ. He hung on a cruel and rugged cross for his people. He shed his precious blood. He was a perfect sacrifice for sin. Okay? And when you say, speak for yourself, what are you doing? Are you speaking for yourself? You say the gods speak for themselves. Let the gods speak for themselves. God has spoken through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he is the only one true God. Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. And so therefore, he is the only truth there is. And here we are. You're right, so you say. And yes, I am proclaiming the truth of God's word. And obviously you don't like what you're hearing because you're repelling it. Okay? And only God can reveal the truth to you, so you say. You think the truth is being silent and not speaking what God had to say about himself when he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And so, what you believe is very important, so you say. And so you say, says, be quiet. Shut up. Let the God speak. God has already spoken. Jesus Christ said that he is the mediator between God and man. They didn't believe what he had to say either. The Pharisees didn't believe it, did they? They didn't believe it at all. They rejected God. They didn't want to hear what he had to say. Well, have you not read that Jesus Christ said, come unto me all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you can say that he leaves it up to the people to do the talking just like all the rest. Gets old is all. I read that. Well, you know what? You don't have to listen to me. You know, you can tune me out anytime you want to. And I can say that to anyone who turns on Facebook and turns on to my daily devotionals. If you don't want to be a part of it, you can just tune me out. Welcome aboard, Roy Akea. And so if you get tired of it, you know, click it off. But there may be a reason why you're tuned in. Maybe the Holy Spirit of God is revealing himself to you in a way that you never imagined. You know, there are many that deny that God even exists. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. The communion and fellowship with him in the great by and by. Our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil. But in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption. Granting us forgiveness and giving us admission. Into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine, he says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those of us who have been born again. Well, you say if the theists stopped talking about their gods and defending their existence, would they finally see a need to speak up for themselves? Well, you know what? Man is in need of a relationship with his Creator. So you say, do you believe that you are created? If you are, what should be the nature of your relationship to your Creator, is my question to you. If you hold that you're created, what should be the nature of your relationship to your Creator? Many people don't believe in creation. They believe in spontaneous generation. They believe in Darwinian evolutionary theory. They don't believe the Bible. And many people try to shoot all kind of holes in the Word of God. Why are we here, so you say? Have you ever thought about why you're here? Was it just fate? Have you ever wished you'd never been born? You ask a question. You say it depends on the nature of your Creator. Would you worship power for power's sake alone, or because it's deserving of your worship? I worship my Creator and have a relationship with my Creator because he predestinated it before the foundation of the world. It was not my choice. It was not my decision. It's not my choice to worship God. It's his Holy Spirit working in me to will and to do of his own pleasure. And you talk about power. Would you worship power for the power's sake? I worship Christ because he has put it in my heart to do so. He's caused me to be born again by the Spirit of God. He is the light. In him dwelleth no darkness. The sun brings light to our world and brightens our path and gives us heat. The Son of God gives us spiritual light to our soul to make our path a joyful retreat. Darkness in the middle of the night is absent of any light. Satan is full of darkness and leaves the sinner with this plight. The sunshine gives our plants and flowers life anew. The Son of God does the same thing to his children's spirits, too. Darkness brings the chill and hides our view. Satan and his kingdom does the same thing, too. The sun always comes up after the storm to take away the darkness, keeping us from harm. The Son of God has shined his light into our hearts and gives us peace that passeth understanding, never to depart. So that's the answer, so you say. It's written in my heart. There was a time I was like you, so you say, when I rejected the Word of God as being a regulating principle for my life. I shot all kind of holes in the Word of God. And I did not believe it either until something happened. And that was called being born again by the Spirit of God. Yes, J. Michael, you're right. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, not the will of man. Free will does not exist, so you say. Well, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit working by his eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that Christ would die. He was manifest in time for such a worm as I. All faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above. And God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Michael Pence are all proclaiming the same lie, that you can become anything you want to be. And if that's the case, look what they've become. Just look what they've become. Look at Hillary. Look at Bill. Look at Barack Obama and Michelle. Or is it Michael? Look at Kamala Harris and her proclamation that you can become anything you want to be. And look at Biden. In a few more years, Biden probably won't even know his name the way he's going. But I'm here to proclaim that Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So, you can call it textbook cult indoctrination all you want to, so you say. But one time you may wake up and find that you've been given the truth today. Well, for all of our elect family, may the good Lord be with you this morning and strengthen you and give you his love and proclamation in a special way today is my prayer. God bless. God bless you, J. Michael. Have a blessed day. Roy, you're in our prayers this morning.